Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Today we'll be hearing from Susanna Tuttle, who is the director of North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light, which sounds like an interesting organization. With her is Ed Ablard, Vestry Outreach from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 16 North 16th Street. And they'll tell us about a special program happening tonight called Sacred Foodscapes and Faith. So first of all, thank you both for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
And we're very glad to be here.
Great. Let's talk with you first, Susanna. You are the director of North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light. What is that organization and what does it do?
Well, thank you. We are a program of the North Carolina Council of Churches, and our work is focused on working with faith communities across the state of North Carolina to address positive, hope-filled responses to climate change as a moral imperative.
Isn't that interesting? Because there are some churches that are, I could perhaps say, very conservative that think climate change does not exist and parishioners don't believe in that. But here is a church organization that is reaching out to say, how can we address this in a faith-filled way?
That's absolutely
interesting.
Right. It's really a movement in itself. Mm-hmm. As you said in the title, we are the North Carolina state affiliate to the national organization. Our headquarters are in San Francisco, and we have Interfaith Power and Light groups in 40 states with the hopes to expand to all 50, including Puerto Rico. We're really here to meet the needs of faith communities as they address the realities, consequences, impacts of a changing climate.
I like it when science and religion come together and hold hands, because I think a lot can be accomplished in that way. And I love the name of the organization, Interfaith Power and Light. That's pretty great.
Well, it's very much a play on words. I will often have to explain that, no, we are not a utility company, but the notion that we each have power and light within us, mm-hmm. and certainly as a community when we come together in a worshipful space of all faith traditions. Every religion has a source and reference to our work to care for creation and our responsibility to do so.
This organization has many different programs that it offers. Could you give us sort of an overview and then we'll talk about tonight?
Yes, thank you. We have worked very hard in the last number of years to focus our program work in three areas that include energy, food, and worship. Our energy program is our longest and strongest program. We do have funding to provide energy audits to any congregation of any faith anywhere in the state of North Carolina at no cost to the congregation. We work with our volunteers who are certified ed auditors, and we've really developed the program to serve as a workshop for the congregation, as a portal into learning about energy efficiency, cost savings analysis, how to really save money at the church level for the cost of energy, and to be able to apply those funds into really the mission of the community as they come together.
Boy, that's wonderful.
It's a wonderful program. It's fantastic. And I can't stress enough for congregations to be able to just contact us. It's really not a problem. We currently have six certified volunteer auditors that we will just schedule on the congregation's time to be able to bring them in there. And as that program goes, we refer to our energy program as Empowered, a comprehensive energy program for congregations. Hmm. And as the congregants begin to understand energy production, their responsibility to care for creation, we use examples like at home when you unplug your coffee machine in the morning, that really isn't it shouldn't be a hassle or something that you have to remember to do. It should be part of your morning liturgy and truly an act of worship to be able to understand how energy works and our responsibility as people of faith to consume at an appropriate level. Mm. We've also grown the program, and a number of congregations that are in our network now have installed solar panels as billboards for creation care. And so we really use our website as a central place to celebrate success stories and link congregations together across the state so that if a congregation is interested in installing solar, they can look at some of the creative financing ways that a congregation can work together, because, of course, the church itself can't take advantage of the tax credits, but the folks that invest in the panels then potentially donate them back to the congregation. There's a lot of different models, and we have lots of resources for that.
Okay. If you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Susanna Tuttle, the director of North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light, whose website is NCIPL.com. www.mileagain.org. You can find out more about all the programs this organization offers. And we'll talk now with Ed Ablard, who is here from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 16 North 16th Street. He'll be telling us about a program tonight called Sacred Foodscapes and Faith. So, Ed, what can you tell us about tonight?
At 5 o'clock, we're gathering for networking. We're asking and inviting all members of the community to come and join us for a little bit of fellowship. And at 5:30, we'll be introducing them to a vegetarian supper prepared with local food. We have bought the food from Down East Connect using their internet system. And we did the old-fashioned shopping trip to Carolina Farming yesterday to bring in the local produce that they offer as part of their marketing program. At 6 o'clock, we'll turn the Sacred Foodscapes program over to Susanna, who we're very glad to have here and who we've been introducing around the community in the last 2 days and nights. She will tell us in some detail about the food faith climate change connection. You know, the story of our food, what we choose to eat, where it comes from, and how it's produced has a lot to do with our collective impact on climate change. Well, explore with us tonight growing, purchasing, eating, and cooking food in a way that reduces our collective greenhouse gas footprint, improves our health, our food security, and supports just and sustainable local agriculture and agriculturalists.
Wonderful. It's, I think, a very beautiful thing when you can combine ethics and faith and daily action. And that's clearly what this is all about, is taking a look at one of the most basic things. What do we put into our body? What do we use to sustain ourselves? And how does that affect everyone else around us? So that will be the topic for tonight, the food, faith, climate change connection. And now there's no charge for this, is there, unless people want to give a donation to help pay for the food?
That would be our wish, that people would come by and feel free to eat, and then filled up with the program and the message would assist with the cost.
The program begins, as you said, Ed, with networking tonight at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, the light supper is served. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then the program itself starts at 6 tonight.
That's correct.
So it's all happening in the parish hall of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, 16 North 16th Street. There's a parking lot right there behind the church, isn't there, Ed?
There is. The best access is off of Princess Street, but we also have access off of Market Street. And we're very glad to have anyone who's familiar with St. Paul's come in through the kitchen door.
Okay. We have a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else that either one of you would like to say about the program tonight or about North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light?
Yes. It's such a joy to be here in Wilmington. Ed has hosted me in his home with his lovely wife, and I look forward to coming back here. Our offices are based in Raleigh in the North Carolina Council of Churches offices. But as I mentioned, we are statewide. And as we grow our programs, this area of our state is so important to educate and do the preparations for the impacts of climate change. And the food program in our work is one of our newer areas. We recognize that energy can be a very esoteric topic for a lot of people, but what congregations inherently do so well is food.
Yes.
They come together with communion. They're the ones with the food banks. Yeah. They have the soup kitchens. And so to make the food faith climate connection is really the next level of our work, and we hope that it serves as a portal conversation so that people can begin to understand the steps that you can take by eating lower on the greenhouse gas food chain. Mm-hmm. Just as a brief example, if everyone in the United States went meat and cheese free for one day, it would be like taking 7.6 million cars off the road.
Oh my gosh.
It's a huge impact.
Wow.
I'm going to be talking in detail about our carbon footprint.
Okay.
So I look forward to this opportunity.
Great. And I'm sure that tonight, people of all faiths or no faith are welcome to come if
That's
you just
right.
care about the planet and your role on it and how you can be a good steward of our resources. That's a great place to be tonight at 5 o'clock at the parish hall of St. Paul's Episcopal Church. I have to think from the Jewish perspective. I've had friends that have said one of the basic tenets of Judaism is they tried to kill us, we survived, let's eat. You know, so there you go. All the celebrations are based on that. So I think we can all identify with that. And let's celebrate with food that is easy on the planet as well.
Thank you
so much, Susanna Tuttle and Ed Ablar, telling us all about tonight's Sacred Foodscapes and Faith, beginning at 5 o'clock tonight at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. If you would like more information about this event or about the North Carolina Interfaith Power and Light, just go to ncipl.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.